telling me that I'm
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low.
I'm riding.
let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low.
I'm riding.
Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low.
I'm riding. I'm riding.
and up. Come on, have a conversation with me. I know y'all trying to do great things out there, too. I know you want to start these businesses, but, you know, you just, you know, you felt like me. You felt like, man, do I want to go through all that work? I don't really like people as much as I used to when you get 40. You don't really want to talk to nobody when you get 40. Networking ain't the same when you 40. When you 21, you can go out and socialize. At 40, and I don't know beyond that, but I know where I'm at right now. I like to be in the house by at least 9 o'clock. So I don't know. I just need my people to chime in with me. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to disinfect my area, and I'm going to blow my nose, and we're going to be right back. Thank you. Oh my God.
But I don't know why I can't hear any.
Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low.
Hanging out with your girl today, this Thursday. Like no other Thursday, we're going to talk about why it's never too late to become an entrepreneur. And like I said, guys, I was like, you know, looking into this, like, man, you know, like a lot of tech startups are doing some great things. Everybody's supporting technical startups and all everything that's dealing with the evolution of technology. But when it comes to the little mom and pop businesses, when it comes to the you know, like my husband, like the sausage business, or when it comes to consulting, and, you know, like everybody's doing something, right? You see a bunch of people, everybody's an expert, everybody's going to teach, show you how to market, show you how to connect, show you how to get Facebook followers, show you how to, you know, market and sale, market and sale, market and sale. And that does make a difference. But when it comes to my people who, you know, for us, we're not that tech savvy. You know, we don't know how to, you know, connect with people on Facebook like that. We don't know, you know, how to, you know, go those next levels and, you know, and market and a lot of us don't want to be on Instagram 24 hours a day managing. But does that mean that we can't have a successful business because we didn't pay the $300 to listen to, you know, an expert, a social media marketing expert show us how to, you know, make thousands of dollars or make millions of dollars? Sometimes I'm like, I just want to be able to do my business, do it well, and connect and serve people. But I want to be successful. So what identifies that, you know, for us at our age? What identifies that? Like, do we have to be social media people all day? You know, like the younger people, they live on their cell phones. They text 24 hours a day. They go to sleep, wake up, it's on them. And, you know, so they have that type of energy to engage. But when you are a parent, and you're a mom, and you're a wife, and you know, and you work, and, you know, are we still in the game, guys? Do we still have what it takes to start a successful business? Or are we too old? Is it too late? So in the article, it talks about the first aspect of the article is you haven't missed the boat. And it says many people think that entrepreneurship is a young person's game. The assumption is probably because when people think of successful entrepreneurs, the ones that immediately come to mind are college dropouts like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and Michael Dell. However, college dropout entrepreneurs are the exception, and there is data to back that up. A study by Kauffman Foundation, led by Syracuse University Professor Carl Schramm, revealed that the average entrepreneur was 39 when he or she started a company. Not only that, the professor also says that Americans who are 35 or older are 50% more likely to start a business than their younger counterparts. You guys hear that? 50% more likely to start a business than the younger counterpart. Also, research led by Javier Miranda of the U.S. Census Bureau and Pierre Azoulay of MIT indicated that for the top 0.1% of the fastest growing new businesses in the U.S., the average age of the founder of that business was 45. I just that right there, when I read that, guys, I was like, man, you know, here I am. I'm like, you know, the hardest part is when you compare yourself to your younger counterparts, when you're looking at it in terms of energy, creativity, and everything. Like, numbers don't lie, right? Research doesn't lie. It says that the average age of the founder in the business first year was 45. So in a nutshell, it's never too late to become an entrepreneur. In fact, it could be an advantage to start at mid-career. So why would that be, guys? Like, why is it that, you know, when we're looking at social media, when we're looking at, like, all the tech startups, all the apps that are being birthed, everything that's going on, why out of that the average entrepreneur startup is 45? So then that goes to show, like, you know, we're still in the game. We're still in the running. The Cougars still got an advantage. My husband turned his eyes up when I said the Cougars still have an advantage. Like, the veterans, guys, we still in the game. And one of the things that I loved about that is when they said 45, because I'm 40. So I'm like, I'm feeling a little better. I'm like, oh, okay. That lets me know that I still have the ability. Now, this is one of the areas that really resonated with me, because, like, I am 17 years in my industry. So I'm in HR. So I'm 17 years in the game. So I'm like, man, do you really want to get to a certain age and then want to switch up your whole career, switch up your whole career path specifically to take a risk to start a business? Like, now you at, you know, some of us are at a good, you know, financial salary cap level, a salary level for our careers. Do we want to take that risk? Do we want to stop everything that we're doing to go down to next to nothing trying to start a business? But what they say is mid-career entrepreneurs are the most successful. Starting a business mid-career could be an advantage for many reasons. The Kauffman Foundation study found that entrepreneurs starting businesses mid-career are 5 times more likely to enjoy success 5 years later than entrepreneurs starting businesses right out of college. So, like, that right there for me is major. So that lets you know, like, why? Like, you know, when I read that piece, I was like, okay, so how is that? Why is that possible? Like, how is it that a mid-career professional starting a business is 5 times more likely to enjoy success in their business 5 years later than the entrepreneur starting a business right out of college? Because for me, when I thought about that, I was like, oh, maybe it's because of the experience. Like, there are certain things that, you know, when I was 20 and I started in this particular career, it's totally different from now when I'm 40, and the way that I manage people, and the way that I manage my time, and the way that I handle my tasks. Like, I used to be a real procrastinator when I was younger. I wanted to hang out. I wanted to kick it. I had, you know, numerous amount of distractions in college, coming out of college. It was just like, man, I wanted to do other things. I wasn't focused on starting a business at 20. I was like, okay, let me get my job. Friday night, let me go to the club. You know, and now when it comes to, you know, our younger counterparts, like, they're social media driven, but are they social media driven in terms of entrepreneurship? Or do they just want to, you know, take their pictures, take their selfies, hang out, connect, you know, show people that, you know, they lit, they doing things that they want to do that enjoy fun. I think that when we're at that certain age, and I need my people to chime in with me. When you are at that age, were you really focused on starting an being an entrepreneur? Were you really focused on business? What were you thinking about?
What age was that again?
In your 20s.
Oh, no. I just wanted to check.
Me too.
Yeah, I just wanted to check.
I just wanted to check.
I wasn't thinking about it.
And my thing is, I wasn't even thinking about longevity
at a company. I just needed a check. In 2 weeks to have my check.
Enough to buy me an outfit for Friday and get my hair done. Because basically, that's what I did for my check.
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, because you had to get cut up on Thursday.
No, I went out Thursday, Friday, and
so
I rested on Sunday.
You rested on Sunday?
Yeah, I was a heathen. I was like the Lord, and I rested on Sunday.
I mean, like, that doesn't discredit the younger kids who are, like, you know, professionally focused, who are actually focused on, you know, starting a business at the age of 21. But I need some of my cougars out here. I need some of my veterans. Y'all just don't like the word cougar. Every time I say cougar, y'all just look at each other like,
because
cougar is not a bad word.
When you call women cougar, what do you call old guys?
What, sugar daddy? Do you call them sugar daddies, or what do you call them?
I mean, that would be a nice word to say, but then it doesn't. I just want to know what we've been at.
You know what? A mess.
So I'm being called the right thing.
You know what?
You're a cougar.
Okay, my husband is having a problem with the term cougar.
He's called me sweet low.
No, you're not on my show talking about call you sweet and low. Ain't nobody going to call no grown man no sweet and low.
What's this
with
that
sugar daddy?
Look.
At least I don't get diabetes.
I'm not going to even ask you what the sweet part is and what the low part is.
I was just trying to help you out.
I mean, okay.
You went there.
I'm just saying, guys. At that particular age, guys, we were not looking into starting businesses. I'm just speaking for myself, but I did want a job. I wanted a check. I did want, you know, money, but my focus was a little different. When you're older, guys, when we're in mid-career, like, I know the way I am now, like, I'm like, I got to get this done. I can't procrastinate. I got a family to raise. I got children to feed. I got, you know, people that I feel like I am, you know, called to serve. So, like, at a certain time, you start looking at that time frame, you're like, I ain't got time to waste. So you start eliminating a lot more distractions. So, I mean, that was a good space. And they said, according to the article, it says, this is because management experience is great training to become an entrepreneur. Once you're in your 30s and beyond, you acquire strong skills, contacts, and industry-specific knowledge that you can apply to a new business. You are more likely to be financially stable so that you can potentially self-fund your new company, allowing you to incur minimum debt and have greater stability. So, like, it's just saying that, you know, the reason why mid-career professionals will do good, 5 times more likely to do good than an individual coming out of college, is because we know better. And because we know better, and I'm not speaking for everybody, I'm just speaking for the individuals, the majority. We know better, therefore we do better. We eliminate a lot more of the extra, and we have that level of experience that allows us to really hone in on the skill sets that we have, like everything that we've acquired, all the experience that we have acquired throughout the years helps us to stay focused to make this business successful. We didn't have time to lollygag. I ain't got time to be playing games. Like, I got to come in, I got to get it done, and now I'm going on about my business. I don't have time to, like, really hang out, kick the bobos with my friends, and then come in at 3 o'clock and then try to knock some content out. No, it's like I got to put the kids to bed. I got to go run errands at the grocery store. Then I got to go work my 9 to 5. And then I got to come home, cook dinner, and then somewhere between that, get certain specific things done in my business. So it's the experience. And I thank God for the experience. I thank God for the experience that we have in our mid-career because, yeah, a lot of the things that I, you know, that I do now in my business has been based on the administrative experience that I achieved or, you know, acquired during that whole process of being in human resources. So it's like I know what I know, and therefore I'm going to do what I need to do. So that's a good part. And then the other area that I love about that, guys, is that you're more likely to be financially stable so that you can potentially self-fund your new company. Now, the way everything's going with, like, people financially, like, you know, everybody's trying to fix their credit. We're, you know, we're all trying to get on that right page. But one of the things that I have learned, guys, now being in this, you know, particular arena and pursuing entrepreneurship and at the same time trying to balance all the responsibilities that I have is that you don't spend as frivolous as you used to. Like, you know, there are things that I feel like I can do without. Like, right now, it's like sometimes you loathe getting credit. Like, I can't stand in line if somebody offer me a credit card. When you know how your budget is, you pretty much want to stick to the budget. Don't tell me I can get 10% off or save 20% off. I don't like owing anybody nothing. That's the way I feel right now. Well, other people can be like, yeah, let me do this, do that, do that. I have gotten to the point that I would rather just keep my money in a chain purse. Right here in my pocketbook. And, you know, spend accordingly. Cash for me right now is king. Like, I feel like when you're constantly, and I don't have anything because, you know, credit makes things work. You know, I feel like I always tell my children, you know, when you're ready to embark on that area of obtaining credit, you know the ins and outs. Have a purpose behind getting credit. Don't just get credit because you can get it. Have a purpose. Have a reason. Have some goals set about it. When you get older, I'm like, look, I don't want to owe nobody. I don't want to be in, I'm just being honest, guys. Now I'm just really going there. I don't want to be in a automobile debt with nobody for 3 or 5 years. I don't want to owe nobody nothing for 3 years, you know. And for us who purchase homes, if that's what I have to do, put my money and invest in properties and use my credit for that, that's one thing if I'm getting income. But if I'm doing it just to get a car and ride around in it, and then this person going to have to constantly, you know, I have to look this bill in the face for 3 years, I don't think I like that now. I don't think I'm there. You know, I need, Yana Banks, I need you to help me out. You the credit guru. I need you to let me know, is that the right way that I should feel about that? What were you going to say, Dr. Dagan? You was right there. You was right there. So, I mean, that's good. That gives us the benefit as mid-career individuals in our 30s, in our 40s, and up. It says that we have the skill sets needed to be 5 times more successful. So that's one reason why it's never too late, guys. And it also says mid-career entrepreneurs are also more successful than younger founders because it takes time to get to know yourself. It takes time. You got to know what you like. You got to know what you don't like. You got to know who you're going to tolerate and who you're not going to tolerate. Like, for us to get into that process, oh, my God, it's a whole nother different story. Like, I don't have time for messiness. Like, if people don't know where they're going, I don't really want to deal with you. I mean, I think that for me, I want to be connected with people who have a a particular path of where they're going. It's not to say that I'm not here to help, minister, coach, and empower individuals to get to where they need to go, but in my circle, I need some definite. I need some people that know where they are, know where they're going, because other than that, we're all sitting around talking about what we think to do, what we'd like to do. We all sitting there looking at each other, throwing ideas out at each other, and not now one of them going to go anywhere because ain't nobody getting up doing nothing. But I'm just saying, it says that you are more successful because it takes time to know yourself. You have to. And that is the absolute truth. When I was younger, everything, I felt like I could do everything. Like, I could, you know, own my own business. I felt like, hey, when I seen a journalist, I was like, hey, I can be a journalist. When I seen a construction worker, I'm like, hey, I can be a construction worker. How hard is that? You know, like, you tend to get more mesmerized at seeing other people do stuff and then say, I think I can do that. You know, I think I can be a singer.
I can sit out there and hold that stop sign for $38
an hour. Man, I still think that, though. Like, I actually count some people's paychecks. When I drive by, I'm like, early in the morning, she got that flag, and you making about $35 an hour. Standing there. But you making that money. But, you know, back in the day, that's where, you know, I was in college. I went from wanting to be a doctor to wanting to be a psychologist, to wanting to be, and then I went into computers. I went into IT. So, like, for me, I was like, you try to find your way when you're younger. When you're 40, you got to be there. Like, you know, I feel like I know what I'm not. You know, at a certain age, you know what you're not. You know, you're not sitting there guessing and looking at something. Like, I know, God bless all my healthcare aides, CNAs, LPNs, nurses, like all my healthcare professionals, God bless you. My husband, he's that type of healthcare servant, CNA. I know I can't wipe nobody butt. I just know I can't. I mean, if I'm.
Well, Mike. Don't get sick.
No.
I already know. She told me we have the insurance.
Man, I thank God for the insurance. God gives you the resources to take care of that. I will love you. I will. Right. What are you going to take care of? You got the resources. I will.
And you wonder why they run off with
the hell. We have the CNA. Look, she clean your butt. And they always say, when one person won't do, another person will. She cleans your butt, but I cut your toenail.
What you won't do,
do for love.
Oh,
okay.
Did
you?
You
felt that in this sound, though.
Yeah, by my whole side.
But I cut your toenails. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I warrant that.
On radio. Oh,
man. But it also says throughout your career, I know why I stand.
And this is what we were just saying, guys. I was freestyling that off the hip. But it says, throughout your career, you learn what you like and don't like with each position that you're in. By the time you launch your business, you have a better understanding of your strengths and your weaknesses, as well as what you need to feel fulfilled as a human being. So you know what makes you feel fulfilled, like what you really in it for, what is the passion behind you starting this particular business, what is it and why, what's the reason. When you get to a certain age, you should be there, you should know, like, I know why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to take care of my family, I'm doing this to feed my children, I'm doing this because I want to be able to sow into my community. Like, you know why you're doing it. You know, initially, when I was 20, the only reason why I was doing it was to make money by any means necessary. And that's what I wanted, money. And the funny thing about it, like, we see that a lot. A lot of the millennials, like, they're chasing the dollar. You know, they got that skill set, but they're chasing the dollar. They want to see the money. And rightfully so, that's where they are. And they can spend that time until they get to a certain age where they stop chasing the dollar. And they're like, look, I just want to be A, B, C, and D. And it takes a while, guys. We got people that are out here that are 40 years old that have that same type of mentality and really don't know where they want to go. But for the mid-career entrepreneurs, the ones that's been out here 15, 16 years in their industry, the ones that's been working in the city for 25 years, for my pastor who's been working at American Airlines, I believe it's been 30 years, correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Angela, but, like, you know what you want, and you know what you don't want. You're not trying to figure that thing out. You just trying to move in the direction in which you're going. So that is amazing. That is amazing. So that is one of the major reasons why, for us guys, it's never too late to start a business. You can start it younger. Like, I me being a mom, I encourage my children to start businesses because I want them to catch the experience and the ins and outs of everything early. Because if you learn early, it'll be easier as you're getting in your 20s and your 30s to do that. But for me, it's still hard for my kids to stay focused. They, you know, they got to stay focused just going to school and getting good grades. But I still put out the importance of being an entrepreneur, the importance of starting your own business. I always tell my children, you don't want to work for an individual all your life. You want to be able to, you know, and not knocking the individuals that will work for a particular company all their life. But if you have the heart to be an entrepreneur, doesn't matter what age you are, you can start it. You can start it right there. The next area that they said was noteworthy individuals. So, like, I need you guys to come out here and just tag me individuals. Like, let's look into individuals who started their businesses. Like, I think Martha Stewart, she started in her 40s. Let me link up. Let's try to figure out how many individuals are up here have started businesses at in their 40s. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to do some additional research to try to see how many people we can find out there. Guys, go ahead. Respond. Hook a sister up. Let me know who you know that has started a business, a successful business, at the age of 40. Do I sound nasally? I think I do. I don't want to kill you. I just want to shock the mess out of you. I want to just shock you about me.
I
was
like,
that's
right.
That poor dog. he was probably shocking himself trying to tinker with that little piece of thing at 50, though. And you know, we not that, you know, some people's hands ain't that steady at 50. So he was like, zit, zit. But he got it down. And now it's successful. It says Donald Fisher was 40 and had no experience in retail when him and his wife, Doris, opened the first Gap store in San Francisco in 1969. The Gap clothes quickly became fashionable. And y'all know what Gap is today, right? Gap is doing the same. Gap is doing the same.
What about the one I shared over the break? Momofuku Ando cemented his spot in the junk food history when he invented ramen noodles.
He invented ramen noodles at
48. The high sodium, high cholesterol, kill everybody, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
48.
You don't even have to use the little packets. That'll save your life. Because I used to eat some spicy ones, guys. Like, I used to eat some spicy ones like crazy. And then when my ankle started to swell, I was like, oh, I started feeling a twinge in my heart. I was just like, it's time to let them ramen noodles go. But he made millions selling ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Millions.
How many people did he keep?
Oh, my God. I don't even know, but he made millions. Gary Heaven was 40 when he opened the first Curve Fitness Center in 1992. I remember when Curve was really, like, when it was, like, out there. And then somebody started opening a women's workout world. It was like they were going neck and neck, which ended up becoming one of the fastest growing franchises in the 90s. I mean, like, crazy. Robin Chase co-founded Zipcar at the age of 42. Zipcar is that one. And like, when we think that we can't compete or we can't get out there and have innovative ideas that will, you know, stand up with the tech evolution. I mean, that's amazing. Samuel Jackson has been a Hollywood staple for years, but he had only bit parts before landing an award-winning role at the age of 43. That was Jungle Fever. I mean, like, now we know he played the crackhead brother in Jungle Fever.
I smoke the TV.
I think everybody remembered it. I think everybody knows.
No,
what he said.
What
a TV!
I smoke the TV.
You know, my favorite part is before Dad killed him. He started doing that crack shuffle. He was doing the crack shuffle then. Pop said, that's enough. Pop, shuffle your foot on down wherever you going, because that was like, he was so done. He was so done. But he was 43 when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I mean, Jungle Fever came, and then he got the role, like, I remember he played in School Days. Remember, he was at the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yum!
No, you can't say that.
And you're going to be just like us.
I think he set the culture. Because he had some award-winning things. Thank God. Thank God.
Y'all must be mission men.
Mission men.
Classic. Black movies are
best. It is. They are. Like you could just toss one out there and somebody know a line.
I know, right?
Like, oh my God. And Sam Walton, I mean, career's in his 20s and 30s, but his path to astronomical success began at the age of 44 when he founded his first Walmart in 1962.
Mm.
I mean, like, for me, okay, guys, Henry Ford was 45 when he created the first for a Model T car in 1908. I mean, like, for me, here's the thing. Like, we have the time. It's just that are we willing to spend that type of time building a brand, building a business, going to the next level? Like, for me, I'm just, you know, being honest with you guys, like, I'm grinding. I'm out here. I'm getting it. I got two words, getting it. That's it. That's all I'm doing. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's not easy. We might feel like we may be way behind in the spectrum, but at the end of the day, if we've seen it done, that means it could be done. I mean, we're not too late. It's not too late. You're never too old. You have a vision. If you have a business, majority of the individuals that I work with personally, they're within that age range. And for us, it's just what we need to utilize the individuals who have that tech skill, who have the technical savvy, and merge it in with your vision to get this thing up and going. They didn't do all this by themselves.
No.
They didn't sit down and decided, like, hey, you know, I'm going to create it, I'm going to build it, I'm going to market it, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to... They had individuals on their team to help bring this thing to life. You know, so you have to have the right team. You have to have the individual that can, that loves being on social media, even when you're not on social media and you don't like interacting and stuff, because social media gets a bad rep. So for us, we like, I don't want to be in that mess. I don't want a lot of people coming in. No, let's get to that point where, okay, we got to use the people with the skill set to get the things accomplished that we need to get into our business. Stop thinking that you have to do this all by yourself. Stop thinking that you're a one-man band, because if you think that you're going to get this thing all by yourself, you're going to be right there at that same point trying to get this thing up by yourself. You have to use the individual. How? Go on Fiverr. We got a lot. Freelancing is what the young people do now. They freelance. They go from wherever the money's going to take them. So if you got $30, you're going to pay that kid to put your social media, create your social media posts, or create your Facebook page, or create your Instagram. I mean, if you got the money, and you know it's only a few dollars, Fiverr, you can definitely get like all the tech stuff that you need for about $5. If you want to expedite, you might have to pay a little bit more. But you got people. You got people who know stuff. Don't think that you in this by yourself, but at the end of it, guys, you have to realize that there is never a right time to start a business. It's like having a baby. It's like it's never the right time to have a baby, or never the right time to start a business. It has nothing to do with how old you are. And most likely, you will never feel completely ready. The biggest key to get started is to confront the initial fear associated with transitioning from corporate career to entrepreneurship. Most people today can expect to change careers 3 to 7 times during their working lives. Being in your 30s to 40s and beyond can be a great time to start a business, especially if you planned ahead financially and had a solid support system around you. You gotta have a support system. You can't do this by yourself. You're not in it by yourself. You have to have a support system. You have to have a group of people that not only encourage you, but are willing to get with you and do the work. For me, I have a team. Like, you know, I have kids that are specializing and they love social media. So like every now and then I just say, hey, do this for mama. Get on the Facebook for me and put that post out there. Or, you know, get on the Instagram and now they on that thing, what's that baby say at the last one, the TikTok. Get on TikTok. They love doing that stuff. This is what they know to do. So build their skill set up by allowing them to help you. Now, they don't. You have to stay on your children. You have to stay on these youth. They'll come and help you for 2 seconds, and then they wander off. They focus on something else. But you have to specifically focus on getting the help, doing the things that you need to do. You have the vision. Just put it out there. And it's, like I said, you're never too old. It says that, so if you're considering becoming a mid-career entrepreneur, it's never too late. You're never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. Dream big, plan well, and great things will happen. That means do it. Step out there. Like, what do you got to lose? Like, nothing beats a failure, all the cliches. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Like, you know, if you think you, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. That's what my parents always say. So I'm just saying, guys, we're never too old to start a business. You just got to get out there and start it. Stop being scared. Get out here, put this plan into place, and simplify it. You don't have to have everything too big. Get started. Once you get started and that momentum starts to kick in, everything is going to start to work. You're going to start seeing everything fall into place. So go ahead, start that catering business, start that food truck, start the consulting business, you know, start that administrative business, start that boutique, that clothing line, start that tech business, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to start, it's never too late. It's never too late. And don't worry about whether it's saturated. Don't compare yourself to the younger people and say, oh, well, I'm out there lead. I don't know nothing about this social media. I can't get none. Majority of the people that have been connected to me in terms of services has always been word of mouth. When you do a good job, people tell other people that you're doing a good job. So outside of that, guys, you know, check in with your girl. Let me know what you want to do. You know, if we can start a little something. Do a little something strange. For a little change.
No, we ain't going to.
I don't know why I said something strange for a little change. I'm hallucinating. It's the Alka-Seltzer, guys. I'm sorry. I got this cold. I'm a little under weather, but I have finished, and I hope that this information has given you so much inspiration, because this is really what's to inspire you, give you the facts to, you know, it just to empower you to get to that level. Just do it. Write it down. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Get this business started. Do what you need to do so that you can be successful on your own terms, not because, you know, social media tells you successful, not because you got a million likes that identifies you as successful, but because you have successfully helped the person that you are called to help. So on that note, y'all, I'm done. Did I do a good job, Dr. Dana?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sounding a little nasally. Hold on, y'all. It was about to come out. You know, you had that sneeze. It's right there on the end. But I just need you guys to, you know, connect with your girl. Let me know what you want to talk about. Like, I like to communicate. I like all the energy that I'm bringing into this, you know, and all the support. I don't take it for granted. I mean, like, that's what burnology is for. Study individuals' burn, study the burn of others so that you can inspire and take people to the next level and what they're called to do. I'm getting there with you guys. Like, we're growing together, you know. You got everybody who claim that they're already there. But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm getting there right there with you. So we're going to get this together. We're going to grind together. We're going to shine together. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all next Thursday. And that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.